Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Monday, May 1st, 2023. Stand up for your country. Special welcome to all our new premium and concierge members on BillO'Reilly.com. We have a couple of thousand new members after the Fox debacle, and we are very happy to have you with us. I think you're going to find us a very solid source of information, and of course, information is power, and you need to protect yourself and your family because we're in for a little rough time in the next 12 months, is for sure. Now, we're going to talk with Chris Cuomo today about the Democratic Party and his family, as you know, one of the stalwarts of Democrats for decades. And you may know that he is my debate partner Wednesday night on News Nation. So he was almost forced to do this tonight. So we'll have an interesting conversation. The Talking Points memo is more bad news for the American media. So the Associated Press, in association with the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Organization, has put out a study. It's an interesting study. I'm going to give you the highlights. Three quarters of American adults say the news media is increasing political polarization. Okay? Just under a half of American adults say they have no trust in the media's ability to report the news fairly and accurately. 4 in 10 say the press is hurting American democracy. Now, those are pretty strong numbers from an organization that is not conservative, to say the least. A third of American adults say they see stories with false claims from politicians or misleading headlines every day. 6 in 10 say the news media bears blame for the spread of misinformation. Okay, so these numbers are true in my opinion based upon my expertise and analysis of the country. And the reason is that corporations now have taken over the television news industry. They were always in charge from the time television was founded, Edward R. Murrow. All right, the corporations were always in charge, but there was a firewall between the actual journalism and the corporate offices, all right? They weren't supposed to intrude the profit makers, but that has broken down 100%. And now the so-called journalists who work for corporations in many cases are told what to do. And a lot of people think, well, it's all based on ideology. It's not, most of it's based on profit. And we saw that with the Fox News Dominion lawsuit, that Fox was worried if it told its core audience that there wasn't proof that their election was a fraud, that audience would go over to Newsmax, which was pretty much saying that it was a fraud. And so Fox decided to go along with that and got into all kinds of trouble. And the unintended consequences are going to ripple out for the next year or two. This is not over. Now, let me give you two very clear examples of how the corporation intrudes on the media's honesty. The first on the left is climate change. All right. So people believe what they want to believe. And now every storm that occurs in the United States is because of climate change. Every snow, every rain, every wind, every tornado, every hurricane, it's all climate change. The left buys into that. And the president of the United States, the first thing he did when he took office was attack the fossil fuel industry. You'll all remember that. And he's passed, from our calculation, almost $400 billion in spending on fighting climate change. The unintended consequence of that was a spur of inflation. You saw inflation whip up as the gas prices went crazy because the future market in the oil industry went up and because President Biden was attacking it with regulations and everything else. That's on the left, and that has influenced and affected every single American that does anything. On the right, you have election fraud and January 6th. Again, people believe what they want to believe, and many Trump voters did not want to believe that he lost the election to Joe Biden. It was a close election. Four states, and the vote margins in those states were tiny, infinitesimal even. So many of the Trump voters refused to accept the electoral count as legitimate. That's where the Dominion voting machines came in. Okay. The second one is January 6th. And this is where Tucker Carlson got into trouble. So people believe what they want to believe. And some on the right raised the specter of a false flag operation that was driven by the FBI or whoever. They caused the intrusion, the riot at the Capitol. And, you know, Ray Epps and on and on and on and on. So when you back or put yourself out to a theory, and there's nothing, by the way, wrong with believing the election was a fraud. If that's your opinion, that's your opinion. But you can't say it's fact. The false flag operation on January 6th, that's even shakier because there really isn't anything that indicates that. On the left, Biden's $400 billion in spending, what has that reaped? Chaos in Texas. The wind couldn't keep up. And again, driving the traditional fuels to a point that punishes Americans. Now, all of this should have been reported accurately by the media, and it was not. It wasn't. Russian collusion wasn't reported accurately. It's what the management is telling you to do for profits. MSNBC could not exist if it covered the news in a fair way because its audience is 95% liberal. Fox News's audience is 95% conservative. When I was there, it was 50% conservative just 6 years ago. 50% conservative when I was in a chair at 8 o'clock. Now it's 95%. Big money to be made in those precincts. Okay. Is there any solution to this? No. The First Amendment covers expression, freedom of expression. Corporations are just going to say, look, we have a right to sue whatever we want. Now, if you want to sue us, go ahead. And Dominion did and won $800 million. You can get them, the charlatans in the media, but The government can't stop it. You can stop it by not watching. And we'll have a little bit more on that later. So summing up, this AP Kennedy Center study, I believe, is accurate. I do believe the media is now hurting democracy in this country. And that's why we're here. Because we don't do any of that. And that's the memo. Now, ABC News, let me give you an example. Both Chris Cuomo's coming up and I work for ABC News. So they censored a interview with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's an anti-vax guy. Okay? So ABC knew that RFK Jr. was going to come in and whack the vaccines and link it to autism. They knew that was going to happen. And they signed a woman named Lindsay Davis to interview RFK. And it's exactly what RFK did. Okay? He went wild on the vaccine, and it's this and it's that. And ABC cut it out. Instead of Lindsay Davis doing her job by saying, look, here are the facts that I've compiled, and you're full of bull, like I do, just call Barney Frank, okay? They cut it. Now, ABC News says that they did it because he made false claims. You knew he was going to make false claims. Let the audience decide if you're going to put a person on who's made claims that are dubious. Let the audience decide. Have your reporter challenge the person. Don't just cut it out. LA Times last week. This is a huge scandal. All right, their White House correspondent, Courtney Sobremenia, or something like that, apparently told the Biden administration what she was going to ask the president. And they said, okay, Courtney, you get the first question. How do we know that? Because Biden had her question in his hand. A photographer shot at the president with a picture of Courtney and the question. And are you kidding me? So the LA Times, our reporter did not submit any questions in advance. You know, the LA Times it's not worth your time. Okay, let's just be kind. Courtney herself has said nothing. But this is an unbelievable example of media irresponsibility. All right, Joe Biden today had two things on his schedule. He delivered remarks on a National Small Business Week. And then Ferdinand Marcos Jr. comes to the White House for a dog and pony show. The USA needs the Philippines in a struggle with China. And that's why he's there. So former Chief of Staff Ron Klain, okay, he resigned and now he's making big money at a law firm in D.C. He went on with a leftist internet person named Kara Swisher. She's about as far left as you can get. And Klain talked about Vice President Harris. Go.
Well, I do think sexism and racism are part of the problem, no question about it. I think that, I think she was not as well known in national politics before she became vice president. And, I think that, she just hasn't had the right, she hasn't gotten the credit for all that she's done. She's done a lot of very hard work and been very successful as vice president.
How? Ms. Switcher doesn't even ask. How has she been successful? That's not the perception of 65% of the American public. The perception is she's in over her head and doesn't do anything. How? Okay? So anyway, this is the kind of stuff, and that's on the internet. I wanted to give you that thing. But racism and sexism is part of the problem. If you criticize Kamala Harris, you're a racist or a sexist. Of course. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. All right, joining us now from Long Island, where I am, but we're on opposing sides of the island, which is a good thing for the island, is Chris Cuomo. He hosts the program Cuomo. I wonder how long it took for them to come up with that name, Cuomo. And you could have had the Cuomo difference or the Cuomo. All right. Anyway, I'm on there, as I mentioned, on Wednesday with him on News Nation. Check it out. Before I get to the Democratic Party in the big picture, you would have asked Klain, well, what do you mean she's very successful? What has she done, right? Wouldn't you have?
Absolutely, you have to. That's the job.
Well, how Kara didn't do it?
Because it was a like-minded interview where Swisher, who has almost like an oracle effect for people center and left when it comes to business and increasingly politics and social matters. She was trying to plumb kind of within the realm of sympathy for Harris. I think it's hard to justify keeping Harris on the ticket, except that while it may not be fair to say every criticism of her is racist or sexist, you are going to have a problem if you take her off the ticket and you don't replace her with somebody that matches gender and race. The Democrats, especially the current Democratic Party, is going to have a real problem with that. But look, the idea of people seeking a friendly audience and getting different treatment as a result is not new and not going away.
Okay. You don't think it's racist and sexist to criticize Kamala Harris, do you?
No. Unless you criticize sexist or racist.
Okay, well, but do you believe Ron Klain really believes it's racist and sexist to criticize Kamala Harris, or is he just putting that out because that's what these people always do?
I believe it is part of the playbook of his perspective.
Okay, very good, Cuomo. You're doing very well. I want to reassure you. You need a sip of water or anything? You're okay? You want to continue?
I'm busy. I feel uncomfortable.
All right. Making it. Okay, you're not sweating yet, so that's a good thing. So your family, Kennedy family, Cuomo family, icons in the Democratic Party, and you grew up on it. Your father was a moderate Democrat, in my opinion, my humble opinion. Your brother's a little further left because that was a tempo of the times. But the progressives have taken over the Democratic Party, in my opinion. Moderate Democrats, hard to find. Don't say much, even if they are moderate. Why or how? Maybe that's a better question. How did the progressives take it over?
Needs as perceived based on the demographics that keep getting them elected. I would question the premise, though. I think that my father was more of a traditional liberal. He always said he hated labels because he was a very sophisticated. He was like you know. In that he was a very sophisticated thinker. He was a student of history, so he was always running around definitions. But his programs were much more geared towards the needy and suffrage and focusing on that to a large degree and trying to rally people to that cause, even than Andrew. Andrew had a pragmatism and a balance to his politics that I think would actually move him more from the left to the center compared to my father. But be that as it may, Andrew's nowhere near left enough for the current party. And that has nothing to do with personal accusations and everything to do with perspective on the goal. Goal now is opposition and to prove that you are winning the argument because the other side is evil and working with them is capitulation. Both parties agree on that. And that's not Andrew's thing. Andrew is of the Joe Manchin variety in that regard of being a Democrat, which is, well, I'm here to get things done. So let me figure out where I can get things done and get things done. Schumer used to be like...
And I'm not going to argue with any of that. I mean, your brother, as governor of New York State, worked with Trump. They came to a detente about COVID. They helped each other and on and on. But you still haven't answered my question, which is a brilliant question, Cuomo, and I want you to answer it now. Why have they taken that party, the Democratic Party, over?
Well, Osage one, I believe that if you have some of your copious staff review my answer, the first thing I said was that it is a function of the demographics they believe are keeping them in office.
You feel it's just a matter of getting more votes. I would disagree with that, but say that's true. You have a party now that basically is saying abortion on demand, no restrictions. This is the progressives, not the moderate Democrats. They're saying that you have to teach in school various things to children beyond their capacity to understand because this is the agenda that we want to impose. They are supporting Biden, who says, I am not even going to talk to the other party about the debt ceiling. You either give me the trillion plus that I want, or we have no conversation at all. We don't want any limits at all. This is just unrealistic stuff that harms the country. It's fanaticism. That's the word it is.
Yeah,
the progressives are fanatical. Go ahead.
I don't agree with any of that. I think that there is, well, I disagree with fanaticism, but I believe, look, fringe thinking is where we are. It's the nature of the game now, Bill. I mean, this is what people are doing. The left moves farther to the left to balance out the right, moving farther to the right, and this battle of extremes and these notions of who is more in line with America, and they both lose because every time they poll the country, this is a reasonable country. This is a moderate country. This is a country that's more about pragmatism than it is about some profound sense of party. So on the book burning thing, you know, I see all of these things as a battle of imbalance. You know, do we want kids who are young kids, grade school kids, being exposed to basically pornography? Of course not. It's not even a question. To Kill a Mockingbird, Catcher in the Rye, that's not pornography. That's something different. But it all gets jumbled together for advantage. And someone on the left will foolishly say, leave it to the teachers to decide what to teach your kids. And that's going to piss off every parent because the idea that you're not going to have any say on what this school is teaching your kids when every parent knows with young kids like my wife and I that you are increasingly doing the work of the school at home because they're not doing what you need the school to do. We're lucky we're in a good public school, but, you know, we've had our struggles with having to fill in a lot of gaps. So I really believe it's hard to isolate one side when you're dealing with a toxic two-sided game.
All right. I see it much more dangerous on the left, obviously. But if you go back and you look at the 8 years of Bill Clinton, how he governed it, as a moderate Democrat. He was a moderate Democrat, not Hillary. Mm-hmm. Hillary's a progressive. There's a big difference between the two. Okay?
Yes.
You saw that Bill Clinton basically respected what you said was the common sense of the American people. So when instituting welfare, he supported a work rule. Now progressives don't want that. They don't want anything like that. They want massive spending to give money directly to drug addicts, to people who are irresponsible. They don't want to punish criminals. That's destroyed inner cities all over the country. They're so extreme. I don't know how you could possibly compare all of that to some right-wing people who, you know, believe whatever they believe. And there's no consolidation of that right-wing thought where there is on the progressive front because of the media. The late-night comics, almost 90% of the network news people buy into the progressive agenda. You cannot work at the New York Times if you are not woke, Cuomo. You can't work there. Or for Jimmy Kimmel, or for Colbert, or for the Today Show, you can't work there. This is what is happening.
Right, I hear you. I get that. That's what you think. First of all, what works on late night TV is what rates well.
So, but they don't get any ratings. They're all dying.
They get ratings. There's
no, they don't. The graph is like this.
I know.
Boom.
Because of the stratification of the media. There's a
lot. It's because of them. Greg Gutfeld on a cable network beats all of them, okay, because he's moderately entertaining. They're not.
Entertaining unless you are an extreme righty. He is a toxic little person. That's what he is.
A toxic little person? Is that what you just said?
Little.
I think you're taking him too seriously, Cuomo. Go ahead.
At all. Watch him, but that's what he is. But look, again, here's where you and I differ, okay? I don't see the imbalance. When I think about are being co-opted by your fringe. I mean, look, the Republican Party that I married into, okay, that I have in my own family, amongst my relatives, it's not even close to existing anymore. And part of it is because of Trump, but you know, I wouldn't give him too much blame or credit, or, you know, depending on your analysis. I think that you absolutely see a coalescing there. You see a quiet in the face of these extremists that they have in their ranks. That would have never happened.
Give me one mainstream. Now, I'm not talking to kooks who are justifying the Capitol riot. Give me one thing in the conservative precincts that's extreme.
The kooks get to exist, and you put them on
committee. No, but I don't want the kooks. Just one thing in the conservative mainstream platforms that's extreme.
My first example is kooks can be on committees.
All right. I mean, that's pretty weak, Cuomo. Come on, man.
Really?
You can't give me anything? I gave you five on the left. You can't give me one? You're giving me committees? You're giving me committees?
Yeah, because they shouldn't be part of your representative sample of leadership.
All right, if that's it, I won the debate. One more question.
Example, because I can't believe you kick it to the side.
No, but you don't have an extreme example. What the right is doing now is trying to counter. This is Ron DeSantis's game all day long, trying to counter the madness on the left. That's what the right is doing. Okay.
By banning books and attacking Disney.
I don't know. Look. In my town here, there aren't any books banned. I don't know where they're banned. Tell me where they're banned. I'll go. Both of us will go and tell them to stop. No banning books. All right, last question, bigger question.
Either it didn't stop everybody from saying it. Continue.
The presidency of Joe Biden is the most leftist presidency ever. Nobody has come close in the Oval Office to him. I was surprised that he went that far left. Were you?
No, because I think he's doing what is perceived as necessary. I would argue that by your definition of government largesse, you'd have to look at FDR as the most left ever, but there were exigencies involved that created collaboration with both sides of the political aisle then. I also think that you're giving Biden too much credit for having such a signature administration. Other than him bringing a big deal of intellectual property, you know, chip manufacturing to the Southwest, which you laughed off when he did it, but it is a very significant manufacturing move.
This is small ball. I mean, the guy is a Roman Catholic, and he's saying, no, you can abort an unborn baby up to the moment of birth. I mean, that Obama would never have said that. Obama, when he took office, was against gay marriage. I mean, Biden is way out there on the left. Last word.
Evolved on that. No Democrat, as their official position, says, let's abort a baby right up until it comes out and knows it's
They don't want any restrictions. Biden doesn't want any restrictions on abortion.
Restrictions. They want Roe v. Wade, and Roe v. Wade had restrictions.
It doesn't have to do with that. It has to do with they want no restrictions. They want what New York has. Up until birth, you can do it. All right.
I agree with you.
We're going to be on your show on Wednesday. All right. And we'll have more big fun, as they say.
How much I love you, Bill O'Reilly. That I came on this.
Don't ruin my reputation, Cuomo.
Hold on a second.
Destroy me.
Everybody should do. O'Reilly barely tolerates my existence, and when I see him in person, it's only because I agree to be his driver and help him do his errands. So you're okay. Don't
worry. Yeah. All right.
We'll do a corner of my house and do this handheld because there's all this construction going on outside, but I did not want to blow the hit because you are too important to me. So it's good to
see you. All right. I think it was a worthwhile conversation, Cuomo. And you're not sweating, so that's good. You got through it. Now you can go back to doing whatever mindless activities you're doing. And I'll see you on Wednesday, okay?
God willing.
Chris Cuomo, everybody. There he is. All right, White House Correspondents' Dinner. I've been to many of them. This was the most boring thing. I watched a little on CNN, and then I turned over to Svengoolie to watch some horror movie because I couldn't stand to watch any more of this correspondence stuff. Celebrities didn't go. I mean, Chrissy Teigen, really? I mean, is this it? That's what you got? And she wasn't even dressed like that. I mean, this is what you got. This is okay. So it's over. And Biden was predictable. He went after Fox. Roll the tape.
It's great the cable news networks are here tonight. MSNBC owned by NBC Universal. Fox News owned by Dominion Voting Systems. Last year, your favorite Fox News reporters were able to attend because they were fully vaccinated and boosted. This year, with that $787 million settlement, they're here because they couldn't say no to a free meal. And hell, I'd call Fox honest, fair, and truthful, but then I could be sued for defamation.
Now, notice what he mentioned, Fox News owned by Dominion Voting Systems, how wild the so-called objective journalists at the Correspondents' Dinner went. Interesting, right? Okay. Two lawsuits new against Fox News. They're filed against the board of directors. First one was filed April 11th in Delaware against Rupert Murdoch and his son Lachlan Murdoch and three board members. Second one filed April 20th in Delaware. Rupert Murdoch, Lachlan Murdoch, and all the board members, including Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House. Now, Ryan is the source of contention here because some of the shareholders, and there will be more of these lawsuits, say that he knew that Fox was misreporting the election, yet didn't take a public stance against that, so that he's liable for all of this stuff that has happened. And we're just reporting it. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know whether this settle or not. Now, we have an interesting poll on BillO'Reilly.com. Will you continue to watch Fox News following Tucker Carlson's exit? Yes or no? Very simple. We'd like you to go in. Will you continue to watch Fox News following Tucker Carlson's exit? We will give you the results on Thursday. All right, here is a follow-up. A California district attorney in Alameda County, that's Oakland, refused to up the charges, murder charges, against three gang members who killed a five-year-old girl. All right, Ileana Cristotomo, 5 years old, was in a car. These three guys allegedly shot her to death. All right, now, Pamela Price is the DA. She could have lodged more charges against the three gang members, but did not, refused to do it. And I told you I'm going to look into whether George Soros funded her, and the answer is yes. So Soros funded a organization called California Justice and Public Safety, and they gave a large amount of money to Pamela Price. So when you hear that Soros isn't doing that, it is a lie. He's behind almost all of these insane law enforcement officials. Texas. So a guy named Francisco Oropeza, Honduran, age 38, allegedly killed five people outside of Houston, and one of them was 8 years old. All killed execution style. He is at large. Now, we tape in the afternoon, so by evening he may be caught, but he is an illegal alien, okay? CNN reporting he had been deported four times and come back. Now, this guy, again, kills five people, including an eight-year-old. So you may remember that on July 6, 2015, sitting in the O'Reilly Factor chair, I proposed Kate's Law because a 31-year-old woman, Kate Steinle, was killed by an illegal alien, Jose Garcia Zarate, okay? So my law was very simple. If you are deported for a crime from the United States, okay, not just border crossing, but a crime, dope dealing, assault, DUI, if you're deported, you come back, you get 5 years minimum in a federal penitentiary. They just pick you up and you go. So there was a lot of support for Kate's Law, including Senator Ted Cruz and others, Mitch McConnell would not put it up for a vote, standalone vote in the Senate. If they had had Kate's Law, these five people in Texas, including the eight-year-old, would still be alive. Because this guy would have been doing time. Okay, Mitch McConnell. Boy. I'm going to do the airlines tomorrow. We have a study on the worst airlines in the USA. I'm going to do it tomorrow because we are running out of time here. SmartLifeGasBuddy.com. We've mentioned that before. You go on there. They tell you in your area, put in your zip code, where the cheapest gas is. Right now it's $3.60 nationwide average. It's going to go up to $4, I think, by the end of the summer. That's how it always goes. And if you go to Gas Buddy, they tell you best time to buy gas Monday and Tuesday. So write that down, gasbuddy.com. Smart Life, save you $300-$400 a year if you go into there. This day in history, May 1st, 2011, President Obama announces that U.S. Special Forces killed Osama bin Laden. Go.
Good evening. Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children.
All right, that was 12 years ago today, May 1st, and the best, and I mean the best, reporting on bin Laden and his demise is in my book, Killing the Killers. Okay, now if you have not read this book, we start the book with the bin Laden raid. And we compare what happened to Al-Qaeda and ISIS under Obama to what happened under Trump. Fascinating read. All 100% facts. No, none of the facts have been challenged. All right, quick break, back with the mail, and then we'll have a final thought on summer. Let's go to the mail. Joseph on a message board. Bill, you're correct in saying millions of voters don't really understand or care about America's leadership because they live in bubbles. And our mainline religious leaders do not add any clarity. Interesting. You're right. As far as my experience is concerned, I go to Mass every Sunday. I never hear any kind of linkage with the gospel or the epistle to modern day. I mean, it's like stunning. James, sadly, there's a tremendous number of young people in the nation who refuse to watch the news or make any effort at all to understand the destruction of our nation. Daniel Frierson, Troy, Ohio. I'm with you, Bill. Joe Biden's not all there. His fumble on Ireland shows that. Lee, concierge member. Lee gets direct access to me. Check that program out. It will enhance your life. Who are the idiots representing 41% in the CBS poll? That is ludicrous. 41% of the population is Democrat, and they'll always vote Democrat, no matter who's the nominee. That's just it. Dean, my adult children cannot stand Donald Trump, and they won't recognize one word of Biden's deficiencies. They are smart, well-educated, and hardworking, but have become blinded. Happens. You know, there's nothing you can do but do it with humor, you know, but it happens. Chris Collar, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I watched Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s 2024 presidential run announcement, was impressed with his historical knowledge and perspective. He's a smart guy, but he has no chance at all to unseat Joe Biden, in my opinion. Jay Nordstrom, Madison, Alabama. Thank you so much for the Are You OK response. This is brilliant. If somebody mocks you, all you say is, are you OK? That's all. Chris Breen, Las Vegas, I would be singing Hey, 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 Goodbye when The View is finally off the air. Okay, The View, you know, this is a progressive show. It's Disney Corporation, no balance. Jim Fredericks, New Berlin, Wisconsin. The Biden administration is about to tack on a $40 a month mortgage tax on home buyers with good credit or to subsidize buyers with bad credit. That's government mortgages, not private. Just know that. Okay, know that. Phil Hodling, Parker, Colorado. You mentioned that Fox does not want Trump to be president. Why? Their management, the ownership doesn't. They want DeSantis. I haven't talked to them, but they're in public about it. John Browning, Allen, Texas, another former Fox News watcher here. We just signed up for premium membership. Watching the No Spin News is like coming home. Your thoughtful insights always make us smarter, and your gentle humor leaves us smiling. What a nice letter, John. I appreciate that. We're glad you're here, you and thousands of others, new subscribers. Okay, if you buy anything in our store at BillO'Reilly.com, you get 2 free bumper stickers, atheism, nothing there, okay? And it's a fight back against the secularists that mock religion. This is a fight back with humor, okay? Mom and Dad's Day's coming up. We have great women's team normal polos, white. We have them in navy. They're fabulous for mom. And if you buy them, you get a free audiobook. Any of my audiobooks, free. What a deal. What a great deal. Mom's Day. And for Dad's Day, we got tons of stuff. You'll see it there. Word of the day, do not be temerarious. T-E-M-E-R-A-R-I-O-U-S. Temerarious. New word. Don't want to be that. Back with a final thought on summer in a moment. Okay, final thought of the day. Last chance this week to make summer vacation plans. I'm telling you, everybody's moving this summer because of COVID's gone. So you're going to Europe, you're going to go Canada, United States, the national parks. Almost all is sold out now. So my son got accepted to Oxford. Proud of him. Much smarter than his old man. I had to get him over there. I got the seat on the plane in early September, but it wasn't easy. So if you want to do something, because I don't want you to be disappointed. If you've saved up and you got a vision of making summer, you know, fun, you want to go someplace, got to do it now. I mean, it's so frustrating. You got to do your hotel, you got to do your airfare, and you got to do your rent a car. Okay? So you got to really sit down. If you think you're going to do it last minute, you're not. God, everybody's on the move. Everybody needs relief. That's what it is. This is a relief summer. After COVID and all crazy Biden administration and stuff that's just off the wall every day, people need a break. Okay? And I want you to have a nice vacation. So that's why I'm hammering this. Got to think it out. Make your reservations now. And if you're going someplace extensive, get trip insurance. It costs you a little money, but boy, it's going to save you at the back end if something bad happens. Now, tomorrow we're going to give you the airline thing that I didn't have time for today, which is important for you to know who you're giving your money to. Okay? All right. Thank you very much for watching and listening. 100 radio stations now carrying the No Spin News. And we will see you again tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.